Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Hello and welcome to the Stephen Trice Podcast, Series 2, Episode 5.
Hey.
Wow. Just like the band Five. Go on, Joe, sing one of the songs.
Five would make you get down now.
Five would make you get down, Joe.
Yeah,
little slut. Today I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey, wow. Ryan.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Ryan.
Thank you, everyone.
Max Smith.
Hello there.
Woo!
Bit much.
I'm back at it again, baby, with that great intro.
And Tom Looney.
Woo!
Hey, Looney.
Hello. All right.
Over in the corner, we've got Joe McGrath, who's counting 5 gold coins and licking his lips.
What have you been up to, Joe?
Partying.
Yeah.
We're in a pandemic, mate. Just a 2-man party, yeah?
Illegal rave.
Yeah. A party in your mouth.
Bukkake.
Sorry. Should we start again?
No, that's good. That's good.
Joe's had the vaccine this week. So side effects seem to be present. Joe, how was it?
It was very good. The only side effect is I couldn't look up for an hour, but that was all right.
Wow.
Just kind of hurt. Yeah, but it was nice. Well done.
Did you learn anything in your time looking down?
Yeah, just to keep positive, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But it's beautiful.
We'll have some more life lessons from Joe.
Can't believe I gave up my microphone for that shit. Fuck me.
Joe was on a live stream on Sunday. He was doing the Manchester Derby. I thought, oh, I'm going to get a question in there. You have to do super chats where you pay a couple of quid and they'll read it out. So I had to send 2 because there's only a 50 character limit. I said I saw Joe picking up dog shit in Piccadilly Gardens. And the second one was he put it in a Tupperware box and laughed to himself. Yes. Which I thought was funny. Anyway, the host reads it out. And the host name is Joe, which I didn't realise. He's like, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did that.
Oh. I'm going, no.
So I had to pay again.
Yeah, it just caused chaos for a little 2 minutes. And they got back to the football.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
This is in the background. You can see Joe just pushing his Tupperware boxes to the side.
I'll never tell.
Oh boy.
Max, what have you been up to this week?
Great question, Stephen. Always excited to hear this one.
Always good questions.
Always prepared.
Back in the post office?
No, didn't have to go this week. Didn't get anything delivered. Playing Demon's Souls, great game.
Yeah.
Semen Dolls. Yeah.
Don't ruin it.
Oh, come
Don't
on.
Ruin it. Don't. Been so excited for that, and then to hear Semen Dolls.
Sounds like you're stalling, mate.
We've already learned
that you didn't go to the post office.
I had to go to the post office and pick up my Semen Dolls.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Right, your turn, Tom.
Nothing good. But, you know, sunshine is on the horizon. We're coming into spring and football.
It's like dawn, isn't it?
Hopefully we'll resume at the end of the month. Yeah. So that's something we can book in.
True. Ryan, you've been looking at a flat today. How was that?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, it got cancelled, actually.
Oh, you're joking.
10 minutes before it was meant to happen. So, but we did go to one yesterday.
Do you haggle? Straight away?
No, not really.
There's an issue with that.
No. Right. We just sort of go in. Well, the thing is, like, are they retailers? Estate agents?
Retailers.
So, yeah, they're kind of managing agents.
Yeah, yeah. They don't really talk. Like, the ones we've been to see haven't really spoken very much. Like, they'll just let us in the door and then they'll be like, they'll wait outside.
Well, this is where you need to say, no, excuse me, I'm here to view the flat.
Yeah.
Give me a minute. I want to take some pictures and, you know, just... Mm.
You've got to keep your composure, mate.
In all my years of watching Location, which is probably about one, they would go around, they'd go, oh, what do you think? They'd take you for a tour for the house.
Yeah.
Is that what they do with you, or?
No.
Is there a camera crew?
Really?
No, that's showbiz, though, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, but surely...
You're talking about Hollywood, mate.
But estate agents are meant to show you around the house.
They are, they are. But they just
let you run rampant.
Hey, look, I've not got the answers. All I know is that they've just been letting us in. And we walk around, and then afterwards, any questions?
They want you to get that one cosmetic look at it and not dig any deeper.
Yeah.
Because that's when you'll start finding out.
Yeah.
You know, the skeletons in the closet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tom and Max, if you move your legs a little bit away, then Ryan, look at the gap in the couch there. It looks like a vagina.
It does.
Yeah? Yeah, you like that?
It does actually a bit, doesn't it?
Viewers and listeners, you can't see this. I should be alluding to it, but we can put a picture in for the viewers now.
But let me describe it to you.
You can put your legs back now. Yeah, I'm getting distracted.
I don't want to.
What have you been up to this week, Stephen?
Coochie Couch was pretty much the highlight.
Nice.
In terms of the news, Piers Morgan has caused havoc today by storming off.
He's just left.
Oh, he's quit?
Just left Good Morning Britain.
Bad Morning Britain or something. Go on, Ryan, yeah. You do some quips.
Piers Morgan, more like...
Go on, get him.
Piers gone home.
Yeah.
We can only speculate at this point.
Hated by his peers more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, good.
Forgot to say, Dave's not here. Because
unfortunately,
he's defending the palace as we speak.
Taking time out from defending statues.
He's defending a woman who looks a little bit like the Queen. He's got confused, bless him. It's his birthday, so he's having a birthday meal. Some reason he thought that was more important. Whatever. Don't care. Time for slagging off a podcast.
Yay!
Guys, we've climbed in the charts to 45 now.
Yay!
That's in the comedy podcast.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Not really.
Right.
Not good.
We should be top 40 at least. So I was looking through the people that are above us. That took a while. Found one called Sorted with the Dyers.
Who's that?
It's Danny Dyer and his daughter, Danny Dyer. First of all, he's a narcissist for naming his daughter after himself. Different spelling, but still, the intention's there. He knew what he was playing at. Ryan, any quips?
Not quips. I was just going to ask what Danny Dyer was famous from.
Scolded him then.
Wasn't it like some kind of reality show?
Yeah,
was it a reality show?
Danny, go home.
Someone make this up.
Which one? The daughter?
Yeah.
She was Love Island. She got with a guy, stayed with him for a bit, then cheated on him. Ooh, I wouldn't want to listen to her words.
Ooh.
Allegedly.
Danny Dyer, more like Danny Liar.
Yeah. Dyer by name, Dyer by nature. Yeah.
The daughter.
Yeah, the daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got to make this clear, man.
Yeah. Would he fuck you up, though?
Yeah.
It's a great Kevin Bridges bit about him. What is he? The knobhead's knobhead? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Outside the old firm.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Max, speaking of the old firm, you're a massive Rangers fan. What do you want to say to Celtic fans watching?
Oh, fuck off, football fans of all types and colours and creeds. Today we're going to sit down and talk about friendship.
All colours and creeds after what Piers Morgan said about Meghan. Cancelled.
I just, God, just white people then.
Yeah, man.
Today we're going to talk about friendship and maybe building those bridges that have been burnt.
Yeah.
That's not the plan for this podcast, mate.
I like what you've got to say.
Thank you.
Now it's time for news.
Ooh.
I touched on Harry and Meghan.
Yep.
They didn't mention that. First of all, YouTuber Josh Peters did a video with Archie Manners, and they contacted four people to do with the royal family, experts, that sort of thing, days before the interview had even come out, and got them to give their opinions on it. And they were talking about how...
It's frightening.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Wait, what? Fucking
really
frightening.
Yeah. One of them said that Meghan was... This is one of her best performances she's done. And she hasn't even seen the interview.
Oh, shit.
They're talking about... They were going, what do you think of what they said about Prince William? And they're talking about that. They have no idea.
Oh, God.
It's the media, mate.
Madness.
I guess, you know, we're learning nothing new about the British press, are we?
No.
I assume within our generation, or generation that precedes us, newspapers are going to die out.
I hope so.
Who the fuck reads a newspaper nowadays?
It's not our generation, is he? Me, you and Joe are all just young boys. So fresh out the womb, we smell a fanny.
I think it's his couch, mate. He's fucking rubbing himself about that. Yeah, fuck it, newspaper, who fucking cares?
Oh, you know what I mean?
It's all old people that read it, innit?
Yeah, man. Tom did used to do a paper round, so that's a little bit close to home for him.
A little bit, yeah. Kind of respect your elders, mate. We can slag it off two generations. Those before you and after.
Next story, which is just a quirky one that I found, was the cheapest Michelin star meal. It's in Singapore. Can you guess how much it costs?
$2.
Bang, we'll have that. $2, yeah.
Yeah.
For a Michelin star meal.
I was actually going to stop as well.
I'm one of those street vendors.
Yeah.
Vendors.
I think the Michelin star, I think they're trying to broaden their horizons.
Yeah.
So I think at the moment they've been, what's the word, criticised for being like...
Giving them out at random.
Elitist.
Elitist, yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of, sort of, especially in Asian markets,
okay.
You're looking at more cheaper venues that are getting Michelin stars now.
Wow.
Because it's still a great meal.
So,
but for a bargain.
What's a Michelin star?
Oh.
It's like.
You not watch fucking Ratatouille?
It's like.
He's the perfect replacement for Dave.
It's like the Oscars for food, really.
Yeah.
Oh.
Except there's
okay.
only one category. Okay.
You
nice
get
a, meal.
You get awarded them, and right. then you'd be that at that restaurant, you would have a Michelin star.
So right. Gordon Ramsay's got 3.
Okay.
Well, oh, no, he's got 20.
Has he?
He's got multiple restaurants that have 3. You get one for having good food. Like that's like the gist of it is you get one for. It's not worth. It's oh fuck me.
If you're
what am I spelling your name?
Don't have this. Yeah. This amount of time, mate.
That was the Stephen Trent.
No. Forget what I've just said, guys.
It's one. It's generally.
And it's one for good looks.
One for a girl, two for a boy.
Yeah, and you get one for those mints at the end of the meal. I think
right.
Okay, I think I can get it this time. So the Michelin stars were started by Michelin, who made the tyres.
Fuck me.
Because
we're getting a bad story.
Yeah, this is not what you wanted.
Many years ago.
Well, now you've asked me.
Before restaurants were even a thing.
I get it.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
Well, fair play.
Like the BAFTAs, but for burgers.
Nice, yeah. BAFTA burgers. BAFTA burgers. You like could
that.
Stop
should
that.
Should have fucking said that.
BAFTA burgers. Matt Smith taught me that.
It's now time for Beer 52.
52! Beer 52!
First of all, let's crack open a can of whatever I have. Smells a bit fruity.
Oh, it's really nice, that.
Smells of oatmeal and milk.
Tom, what have you got there?
Just a classic stout. It's quite nice. Vegan.
There you go.
Size as such.
Whoa, inclusive.
Proudly vegan.
Just got a nice IPA.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. 6%.
Continental. Oh,
it's nothing for you, is it?
No. Yeah.
So, like, whenever we meet up.
Yeah, I'm going to do this read now. Yeah. How does a free case of 8 Belgian craft beer sound?
Yeah, you moan at me when I do get a word in, and then, you know.
It's Beer 51 trying to sabotage us.
Oh, carry on.
Cheers, mate. The offer they've got is 3 cakes of 8 Belgian beers, and you pay just $5.95 postage. Celebrate the country's ancient and world famous beer expertise with a case of 8 craft beers from some of their finest breweries for free. All you have to do is go to www.beer52.com/Stephen and cover the $5.95 postage. Beer 52 will deliver them straight to your door. Now, we've been saying this for a year, but, you know, it's great for a lockdown.
Yeah.
Every month they visit a different country. I'm going to wear you like a fucking sock.
So sorry, Beer 52.
Find the best small batch brewery, sample their finest craft beer, and then carefully curate a case to be sent to their lucky members. That was all part of one sentence, but Joe interrupted it. It's a hard job, but someone has to do it. They're on about themselves there. If you don't like dark beer, choose the light option. Ooh, Piers Morgan. Each case also comes with the award-winning beer from magazine Ferment. It's not just for men, though. As well as a tasty snack to enjoy with your beer. Oh, yeah. I just have the couch. If it is not for you, you can pause/cancel any time. Just go to www.beer52.com beer52.com/Stephen. That's beer52.com/STEPHEN to claim your case of 8 craft beers. Free, that is.
Hey.
Cheers, Beer 52.
Well done.
Beer.
I've got a... Mine's called Table Beer.
And, yeah.
Really taste the table. Okay. That's not me saying okay. It's now time for Guess the Headline.
Headline News.
New segment.
Headline News.
Gospel-singing politician conspired to murder her husband, who was formerly her adopted son, with the help of 7 of her 55 mostly adopted children.
I'm going to go Nigeria.
Fuck it, America. United States.
I was going to go America. Okay. Oh. America.
Okay, no, Nigeria.
Brazil.
Oh, it's not a play.
God, this segment's so dynamic.
So basically, this politician in America, in Brazil, sorry. In Brazil. She
we'll edit this.
When she was about 30, one of her ways of making herself more popular was by adopting just a fuckload of kids, which was about 55.
I should say fucking kids in the same sentence. Yeah.
Yep. So basically, she marries one of them.
What?
She was having a fling with him when he was 14.
Was this in the headline?
No.
He delved deeper. He's under the Brazilian seas now.
So basically, she marries him.
Yeah.
And through some rule, he's now got full control of her money and all her power. So she's like, I'm going to fucking kill this guy.
She should have read the fine print.
Exactly. So she goes to one of her other kids and's like, right, poison him. So one of the kids tries to poison him. It doesn't work. Mm. She goes to 6 other kids.
Bloody stronger than poison.
Yeah. 6 other kids try to poison him. Doesn't work until 2 more stab him. And that does
That'll
work.
Do it. That'll do it, yeah.
Nice. Rasputin.
Yeah. 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 Brazilian Rasputin.
Well, yeah. Disputing.
Hey. Thinking, I love it when
finally got some humour out of it. Hey. Headline news.
That was good.
It's now time for a really popular segment.
Yeah.
One word segment, need I remind everyone. It's Reliable Source.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. This week, a little bit flamboyant, we're going for sweet chilli.
Ooh.
Delicious.
Big fan.
Massive fan.
Yeah. What the fuck, Joe? First of all, we point to each other. You know, catch the ball, then speak, and you're just piping up. Oh, massive fan. But the audio book in the corner.
Segments.
If you can tell me to Lucas, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest.
Imagine you do that at home when you get in an argument. Just panic. It's Dave's race.
I'm leaving you, John.
What the fuck are these Tupperware boxes doing here?
I've got a jingle for this.
Is that it for that segment then? You just say,
oh, like, oh, enough for you.
Yeah. No, it's good.
It's enough for the listeners and everyone else.
Hey,
it's like the most popular thing we do.
Have you not watched the podcast?
Just sat on your pedestal.
Do your research. Not asked because it's not about me. I'll turn up, you know, when I'm getting
No, I'm sorry. Right. Okay, I've got 1 week to catch up on. And that's just last week.
We've been doing Reliable Source for at least 2 weeks.
Well, I've forgotten it then.
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I would have said yes.
Mustard.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're not doing it now. You weren't there. Mm. That's done and dusted.
Yeah,
that's
but I've
gone.
Got to catch up.
No, ketchup. Reliable sauce. Moving on to the talking point.
Oh, yeah. What's that, Stephen?
YouTube videos. Because this week we have a guest.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Not one of those Yorkshire knobheads that steps in about 45 minutes through every week.
Knobhead?
That's not okay.
Knobhead. A lot of them are nice people.
We don't get to know them, though.
Taking time out of their day, their busy fucking work week.
Yeah.
To come here and just give joy to the countless people that watch this.
That's true, because Brian Dobbins.
Yeah.
He's a working man.
Taking time out of showering.
Anyways, YouTube videos, and we have a YouTuber that will be on. But before then, we've made a few videos ourselves.
Yes, we have.
I'm gonna start off with young Max Smith.
Ooh.
Max, did you make videos before Stephen Tries?
Yes.
What were they? Please tell.
Great question, Stephen. I've had a long storied career in the
documentary on Michelin stars.
I did a directing course at college a while back. so many years now, over 10. Did that for a year before I dropped out.
Yeah.
So I didn't like it, and some of the people there were cunts.
And they went, you could direct traffic, never mind a movie, yeah, idiot.
I said, I'm going to fuck your mum.
That's probably why you had to leave.
So we did a few things for that. That was fun. That was really like eye-opening, because I realised what a world there is out there of movies. I made a zombie film at school.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of blood. Really, you know, really getting to grips with what the camera can do, you know. Make it tell my truth to the world at large. And then I drank some porridge in Tom's house.
Yeah.
And that was a little video, I guess.
Oh, that was your neck nomination.
Neck nomination, yeah.
Butt side down.
Yeah, butt side down, of course. How could I forget?
Your first start leading role.
Wow. Tom.
Are we moving on, yeah?
Not really. The first would have been our sketch show that we did.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And obviously that was around the time I first started editing. And
yeah,
sometimes it needed editing. Sometimes the joke was only found in the edit, but that was fun, and I really enjoyed that. And obviously we did the screening at Media City, with, you know, in front of an audience, and that was,
they enjoyed it.
That was a nice day.
Yeah,
really enjoyed that.
That was a good day.
But you, what about you, Ryan?
Just to make some, sketches.
Oh yeah,
there was this one awful sketch.
Love this story.
Where basically it was like a parody on Doctor Who. And you know, instead of a sonic screwdriver, he just had like a screwdriver.
That's good.
The TARDIS was smaller on the inside. And then at the end, he was. Someone asked, "Oh, you know, Doctor Who? What's your real name?" And I was like, "Doctor Pedo." And then it ended. But yeah, I just make like horror films. We used to do like a Blair Witch Project kind of thing, so you film it all.
Yeah.
POV.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Don't look that up.
Yeah. And then...
very naughty.
Yeah, no, it's good. That was it, really.
Yeah.
Did quite a lot of sketches that weren't funny.
Yeah. Obviously, you did...
I still do.
The early days of the channel were you at home on your own.
There was some challenge videos.
Chili challenges.
Oh, yeah. Everything was a chili challenge in the early days of the channel.
Yeah, you were awful.
I mean, to be fair,
I wasn't much better. I look back and I think, Jesus Christ, pull yourself together.
And we kept them chilies for a while, didn't you?
So. Yeah, I used to wipe them around on the rim of your mug.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Fuck me.
Toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the toothbrush was the worst.
Dad's cock.
You cut it up and put it in my Apple tea as well, I think, at some point.
No, that was we cut it up and put it in your Special K.
Oh yeah.
And it because it was the berries. So yeah.
Oh
perfect.
My God.
But you must have done it to me at one time and not realised, because I got a Domino's or something, and the next day I heated it. I had some left over, and we hadn't done any pranks for ages, and I was just on the bus eating this Domino's, and I was just chewing from it. I'm like, oh, fucking cunt.
Oh, Devo.
It's on my way to present for someone's thing.
Wasn't invited.
No, it...
Don't have fun stories at least to tell.
In the world of Stephen Tries, what has been the best and worst video? We'll go. First off, we'll begin with to film. Okay, best and worst.
I think the best ones are the ones that get done really quickly.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've done a few where it's like...
Nothing like a quick day.
In a day. Yeah. And then you're having a great time.
Well, nearly all of them are in a day. Like one film.
But you know what I mean? Like quick.
Yeah.
You know. Because there are some where we have to go...
Between locations.
Yeah.
It takes a long time.
One location.
Can you do that again, please? That's...
Okay.
No, not in the podcast.
In a day. the worst one for me was...
Okay, right.
The F2 one where I was stood in the forest. Because I was like... what I assume was horse shit.
Stank. Didn't we stick him out there to retrieve the ball?
Yeah.
You weren't even in the shot. You had to run in, throw it back, and then get out.
And you had to go in a river as well.
Yeah.
That was very early on, though.
Yeah.
To be fair, if you survived that,
I'd survive anything. Yeah. Me.
What about best to film then? Does any come to mind?
I always enjoy doing things like Eton because everyone's playing a character.
Yeah.
And like everyone's bit is funny, and you just get lots of outtakes from it.
Yeah.
It's like lots of just just laughter anyway.
Yeah.
And it can take a bit of time, but it's enjoyable time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're always good as a day. And then I've got a few others that I just think that like filming the second time you did the Stormzy.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Just how increasingly deranged Cameron became to the point where it was just very funny. I just remember that being really funny in that video.
Yeah.
That was good.
But you, Ron?
I was going to say eating as well. I think it's just so fun to do when we're all together. I think when there's like a big group, it's quite fun.
Yeah.
Well, the movie sequels one, the second one was quite fun.
Yeah.
Just walking around the Salford campus, just doing bits and bobs.
That's my worst to watch, that one.
Is it?
I just thought I shouldn't have done it. But it's quite fun to film. Yeah, worst to watch. Yeah. Best to film was How to Be James Bond, because that was funny.
Yeah.
Was, okay.
And that's when I kick you as a beggar and you're outside.
Oh, any change?
Yeah. That one.
Yep.
Then you wanted a lap dance as well. There was a fascia build in that really made me laugh. And then the worst of film is the Ed Sheeran Grime remix.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I was going to mention that, but I thought I'd better leave it.
So I was meant to film that for the entirety, wasn't I? But I had to go to work.
Oh,
but by the time I had to leave for work, we'd barely finished the bit in the flat.
Yeah.
And it was like the most basic bit.
Yeah.
It was just really, really stressful.
Yeah. It was a long day.
I messed up a lot that day, but I hate that song now, Shaky.
I think the worst, I liked the video, but the grime one where it's like Chris, so I'm the elf in it, and you guys doing the parody songs in the beginning. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh yeah, Christmas Grime.
When we were filming it, we went to that Asda car park at night, and we were just there like doing the
rap. It was freezing.
And it was so cold, and then like this car just like came up. And, like,
oh yeah.
And like we
An empty
it.
Car park.
We just grabbed the camera and ran.
Oh, yeah, fuck this.
Did it the next day.
The presenting ones are always fun, like where you kind of, you decide to tackle an issue.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're a fun day because they're kind of like...
There's no... Apart from the lines, there's nothing planned, so it's just looking for ways to make it funny. In terms of watching, best and worst to watch, so your favourite and least favourite. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Least favourite is the sequels one, just because I thought it's not really first channel worthy. And my favourite is... that changes, but The Firm, I enjoy that. You know,
with, The Firm's fun.
Big group.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Tom McManus pops his head in as a dodgy character.
I think the worst ones for me are ones where I don't know the actual thing. Like, I don't get the references, maybe.
Like a grime one?
Yeah,
like
a grime song. One. I don't listen to music.
Yeah.
Unless it's, you know, Danganronpa's OST.
Ryan, best and worst?
To watch? Or to I really enjoy watching the Kerschkick videos.
Just
The amount of times I've just gone on that to watch you fall through a table.
Forgot about that.
It's my favourite moment in any Stephen Tries.
We're so authentic as well. We did.
Worst? I don't really have a worst.
There's quite a few that I'm just like,
I've never not enjoyed filming.
Yeah, there's always a moment in the video that's funny, but...
You got to have one where you're just like, oh, that joke's shit, man.
Yeah, there's somewhere I was like...
What about this? You know,
could have made it better.
Yeah.
Tom, best and worst.
Well, I'll go with the grime ones, just because they're not aimed at me.
shit.
But I guess the thing is with the worst ones, like you go back like... Sort of like that one, the juice burst one. That
oh, was God,
a horrible day. It was piercing it down. But it was at times really funny.
Yeah.
And then you getting hit by that watermelon at the end just kind of was... I don't. And then I just think back to some of the budget in the early ones.
What
it was
in the
so
fruit was that?
Bad.
The closing line.
I think one thing for me is like, even if there's a joke I don't get, when I watch them, I just think of when we were filming them.
Yeah.
Like, and I get a sense of joy from that, you know?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a favourite, because I guess I just like, I have fond memories because it's over a few years now.
Yeah.
Some of them are so long ago. Like, obviously that Stormzy one was right after we graduated. It's like five years now.
Yeah,
four and a half. Yeah,
shit.
Oh wait, five in May.
Yeah.
Bloody
so
hell.
That's what I mean. It's like it's old memories.
I like the 100K special because it did well. I didn't expect it to, and it's we go around the STI room. and show what that like a day in the life is like.
Yeah.
Walking and Max is wanking over the table.
There's one where you and Max are on the side of the table that I normally sit, and Max is really overacting. He's like, no way, I think these are better. Like, what is it you're arguing about? Is it about girls or something?
Oh yeah, it's the, we're talking about Friends series, but it sounds like we're talking about
Finger.
But
there's a few outtakes just from your overacting for that bit.
I do have to say, I think some of my favourites are like the outtake ones.
Yeah, they're funny.
Fuck me.
Yeah. We have fun.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the funniest moment whilst filming.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
So just something that maybe wasn't in a video, but just something that happened whilst we're filming. I've got a few, if you want them. Ryan falling over in the grime, the JME one, when the camera's going round.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You had to run into position.
Yeah, I slipped on mud.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That's classic. There was that, then there was... you getting the ball stuck on the AstroTurf net. Football training session going on. That was painful, but funny. We've got a lot more stories, but we'll save it for another day. Ryan, did you say you were annoyed there was only one ad?
Huh?
Yeah.
There's two now.
Fucking hell. Honestly.
I need some better help because you're shit.
Get out.
BetterHelp will assess your needs and match with your own licensed professional therapist. Ever had a therapist?
Yeah, a few failed ones.
Well, hopefully BetterHelp will find you a good one.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counselling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counsellor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. They're thinking ahead. They're thinking of what the client wants. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counsellors if needed. You know, if you go, not a fan of that guy, he's looking at me funny.
No, thank
changed.
You.
Yeah. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life. When, Ryan?
Today.
That's right, mate. Yeah. Well read.
Oh.
Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit betterhelp.com. That is better, HELP.com/Stephen. And join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And Stephen Tries listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Stephen.
Wow.
BetterHelp.com/Stephen.
BetterHelp.
Better help. Na 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 na.
Beer 52.
Got an eyelash there.
Thank you. I've got a few in my eyes.
I think I had a few STPs once.
No, it's still there. No! Fucking cunt.
He loves that. He loves it in the dog barks.
Do you remember that from IMAX? Yeah. Fucking
it's
hell.
Now time for our guest. So now it is time for our first ever guest. It's Will and E. So Will, the big question is actually, what have you been watching during lockdown?
Do you know what? I just got into Peep Show this week.
Really?
That and just a fuckload of ASMR, to be honest, mate.
Wow. What season of Peep Show are you on?
I'm just getting on to the second one.
Okay.
He's just stalked a girl to a uni campus and started to learn about history.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I have to pause it just to take a minute, but...
Yeah, it is. When you get to the dog episode on the canal, that's...
Joe perked up a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I won't give anything away, but when you watch that, let me know. The thing I've been watching recently...
I don't remember asking.
Thank you for Will there.
Yeah, what have you been watching?
A lot of the AFTV, like Arsenal Fan TV and Mark Goldbridge, oh, when they live stream and they get baited.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, and they say ridiculous names. So they'll get like a super chat from someone called Mo Lester. And they'll read it out.
It's always Robbie seems to get gotten by it. And you think he'd be like the professional, it'll be like the bald head fucking alcoholic that would get done. But it's all of them. It's all of them. And poor Ty, bless him.
My favourite one so far is one that Robbie got done by was about Adam Johnson wrote in asking about the academy players looking pretty tasty. he's a paedophile, Ryan.
Yeah.
Adam Johnson, not Robbie. Now, Will, we're going to begin with a segment that we always do. You'll be very familiar with.
We're not recapping the year's events, so I'm sick of doing that.
It's called Stephen Lies.
Okay.
But this week we're going to call it, Will You Be Able to Spot the Liar?
Wowee.
Oh, that's so clever.
That's amazing.
It's a full-time job, this.
It's all you got Will on. Just to fit that.
So basically, myself, Max and Ryan are going to tell you three stories. One of them's true. You just have to ask a few questions and work it out. Who do you want to go first?
Ryan, please.
Okay. So I got punched in a cave, right? So I used to work in this cave, and at Halloween, they would do Fright Nights, and I dressed up in I had this scream mask on, and put some brownish material to make it look like a scarecrow, and this guy...
Why did you want to look like a scarecrow?
I don't know, I just thought it'd be quite cool to look like a scarecrow.
Well, how many times do you find scarecrows in fucking fields, not caves?
Well, yeah.
That's a good point you make.
And I jumped out at this this couple, and this one guy punched me in the face, and I took off my mask and I went, "What did you do that for?" And he said, "You were giving my girlfriend dirty looks."
Ooh.
What? And I was like, "But you know, I was wearing a mask."
And he went, punched you again just for the cheek.
No, he told me to fuck off, and then he walked off.
No, you don't want
straight
that.
Off the bat, Ryan, that sounds about right. But I'd like to maybe know a little bit more. Where was the cave? How did you get into working for in a cave?
It's a cave near me, in my hometown.
ISIS.
It's big tour. It's called. it's a place called Hellfire Caves.
All right.
And it was my first job.
They were saying looking for scarecrow needed.
It was just. Do you know what? I mostly made teas and things like that. And just at Fright Night, you know, Halloween, they did put on events.
You wheeled you out.
It's funny that you were a scarecrow and you scared his bird.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, fucking the word, please. Fuck me. Okay, Ryan, if you're lying, you've done it brilliantly because I completely believe you.
Okay.
Me or Max next?
I'll have Max next, please.
My uncle helped me give my teacher an orgasm. So that's my title. But then you've got to ask questions.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So male or female, the teacher?
Male.
Okay. How old were you? How did you give him an orgasm? Tell me more.
So obviously you've been to school and there's a class called science. And we were meant to draw a picture of... an organism. Me hearing it wrong, thought he said orgasm. So...
How old were you?
I was about 11.
Okay, so you do know the word orgasm then?
Yeah.
I didn't till I was 23.
And so I drew a picture. I didn't know if it was right. My uncle thought I was doing sexual education. So he was like, yeah, that looks about right. And then I handed it in.
What did the drawing look like?
A penis in a state of arousal.
All right, okay. Yeah. And Stephen, can I have yours,
one
please?
Of these is a lie at least so far. I upset a disabled man at Christmas. I was about 13 years old, shopping with my sister in TK Maxx. I was in the queue, bought a few gift sets. You know, got really good gifts from my mum and dad. And then my sister came over. She'd gone to get wrapping paper. As she came over, I said, oh, did you get any? She said no. And then what I could see in the corner of my eye was this long cylindrical shape. And I said, oh, looks like that twat got the last one. To my sister, like a joke. And then she looked a bit concerned. Then I turned and realised it was a long white stick, a blind man's stick, if you will. You might be thinking, Stephen, sure he can hear that, but he won't know who said it. But he was stood with a woman who I might have been his wife, could have been his carer, who was looking disgusted. I had to leave the
shop. Okay. And did she tell him, oh, it's that fella over there who's just mugged you off?
No.
Because he would just give him a nudge and be like, that 30, you know. All right. So again, that seems well within the realms of possibility compared to your uncle helping you draw a spunking dick and then going, you know what? That's good homework to hand in. So if anyone's got nothing, if no one's got more to add, I would like to lock in that Ryan isn't lying. Oh. I think Ryan's telling the truth.
You think I'm telling the truth? Well done.
Well done.
Hey!
Fucking hurt.
So me and my uncle.
I did mock a disabled man, but it wasn't at Christmas, so there we go.
Right. Oh, okay. Right, brilliant.
Yeah. So Will, we're gonna go into the world of YouTube now. But we're not talking drama, we're not talking beef, we're talking
So Jeremy Lynch.
No, fuck that. We're talking the first people that you watched on YouTube. Who are we talking?
I think the first one I can remember watching is probably Syndicate. You know, when he did all the zombie stuff. I used to love zombies. The game, not, you know. I think Syndicate probably.
Wow, he's still going.
He is.
You know, he's reacting to stuff you do now, your videos.
He loves a good Chris MD video, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He loves a good Chris. I need to get into that really easy, just live stream and watching stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I coast by over here. Could coast by over on a live stream as well, I think. That looks... You just sit and do a bit of Gogglebox for a couple of hours. Looks good. Good crack.
The first person I watched was Niga Higa. Who...
Careful. So I say that every time. Yeah, he was OG, right? Yeah. That was like 07, 08.
So obviously he did How To Be videos, which I just stole off him. Less successfully.
You stole from the first person you watched and didn't look at any of the other stuff after that. You were like, right, that's it. Yeah. I'm locked in. Tunnel vision.
That'll do for me.
That and podcast. And the odd Tinder video.
What about you, Ryan?
So I remember watching PewDiePie used to do like... comment whilst he was playing.
Do you remember PewDiePie? Where did he go?
I was in school. I was obsessed with playing that game, Happy Wheels. Did you ever play that?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And he used to like comment whilst playing it, and I used to think it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. Or ASDF movie? Did you ever watch that?
Oh yeah,
Tom Scar.
Scar, yeah, yeah.
I remember him having a pop at KSI on Twitter once.
Did he?
I swear, you remember when JJ used to say like outrageous things?
Yeah.
And then I swear Tom Scott like tweeted him being like, oh, you can't do all this offensive shit or whatever. And he used to have people getting fucking like decapitated and shit in his videos.
Hypocrite.
I kind of lost a bit of interest with it after that.
Will, so in the early days, you know, you're a bad boy cruising around the streets of Whitley Bay.
That's it. West Monkseaton represent.
You start your engineering degree. How did you go from a year of doing that to making YouTube videos? Big jump.
Oh, I was fucking sick of it. Honestly, I got there. I was kind of just told, like, do your engineering stuff, like maths and physics or whatever, get a job. It was shit. It was absolutely shit. Loughborough, I know I've said this to you many times in the past, it's just full of rugby wankers with no crack. And it's like 75... It's fucked, right? Because it's like 75% lads, 25% lasses, and all the lads are like fucking like pure muscly rugby bastards. So you're finished anyway, and none of them can take a laugh. And all the fucking sorry, I've got a bit off topic. All the student union, because it's not really a town or a city.
Yeah.
It's just one. It's just a uni in the middle of fucking arse end of nowhere, and all the fucking student players is Mr. Brightside. So it's shit. So I liked a couple of people there, like me flatmates, and everyone else was pretty much just a cunt. So then I was pretty miserable. So I was like, let me just kind of do me work, do me YouTube, and hope to fuck it gets us out. And the rapping curly head child, I'll punch down at him, and I got out of it that way.
So how many subscribers did you have when you quit university?
like the first year I had like 20-odd K.
Yeah.
And then like literally I did the first little tea video like just after my exams were finished before I went home. And then that fucking banged like off. And then by the end of that summer, I think I had like 250K.
Fuck
so
it,
I
wow.
just, I went back and lived down in Loughborough for another 6 months because I was already there and I'd already like agreed the flat. But I just went on a year off and then just never went back after the year off.
Wow.
Nice.
So Will, you've since then made many videos. I don't know why I'm doing this like a fucking knobhead. So then Will, you've made more videos and you've done this and you've done that. So, you know, now looking back, from, was it 2016, what's the best and worst video you've made?
Of recent, I did this one where I pretended to be like celebrities on Zoom and joining Zoom classes, and it just didn't really, it was so painful to record, it was so awkward, and then I had to it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Video was shite, I think the content in it, and then I did a one, I don't know, do you ever see the Love Island one where I try to trick them into promoting a fake product?
Yeah, I saw that.
But I never really made the fake product, and no one ever really put it out on their story. So I, again, that was shit because there was no payoff. I regret posting that one.
But it was a good idea, though.
Yeah.
Shit video. Yeah.
You see what?
Should have done it better.
What about best then?
I like that All Star one. That one had a good payoff. That one was fun. We made with tune, and that was pretty simple.
Was that at the start of lockdown as well?
Yeah. Bloody hell.
You got me on that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, for most of the questions I was just answering, then I slowly realised, I think it was one of the lyrics was the answer. I was like, oh, fucking hell, I've been done here. What about a video that maybe recently you've seen and gone, I wish I'd done that?
Oh, I had this recently, so I did it. So did you ever see the video? It was like, do you know CNET? It's like one of them, like, it's kind of like a BuzzFeed Jubilee type thing. This guy, when it went into lockdown, he like pre-recorded all of his Zoom calls for a week.
Oh,
so he like had buttons for like different reactions for different questions, and he basically just put it on a loop and seen if anyone realized. So I did it and I've nabbed it, and I'm kind of calling it deep fake in my videos for it. So I completely nabbed it. The thumbnail's getting stolen and everything, so thank you. You're not watching, but thank you.
He might watch. Might be one of the 20 people. Will, what's the worst trend you've seen on YouTube?
Worst trend I've seen on YouTube.
Do you want mine?
Yeah, come on.
There was a period a few years back where people were doing the guess the age of the...
Yes!
They were terrible.
James's most viewed video is like, it's got just a picture of a teenage girl and in massive letters, she's 11? Question mark. And he's like, I should get rid of it. I should take it down. But it's the biggest one.
Fucking bless him. Hell.
Yeah, that's so fucked. It would be like, clear bait on the like of a 15-year-old and the she's what? Yeah, that is. You know, can I cop out and join you on that one?
Yeah,
that is. But that not what James did. Just to clear up, sorry, James.
But so did James do that trend?
No, he did a commentary video on a fucking tween.
What about you two? Worst trend you've ever seen?
Worst trends? Oh boy, what a question.
Cheers, mate.
I think when you predominantly watch 8-hour Warhammer videos, trends don't really come into play.
Don't really catch it.
What about the worst collab you've done?
Oh God, have we done any shit ones?
Well, you've done some strange ones like Ollie Mers.
Oh yeah, he was nice enough, but you could tell he loved himself. So sorry, explaining this Ollie Mers one, going back, thank you for jogging me memory. So I get a text, Ollie Mers is promoting, he's single with, what was her name, blonde haired last, Brian loved her.
Oh, she was on Louisa the X Factor, wasn't she?
Something like that. And it was about tennis, right? They'd made a song about tennis, I think.
What?
Tennis song, so that, right. Ollie Mers is going to come round and play Wii Tennis with you in your flat. And I'm like, well, it's not going on my fucking main channel. No fucking chance. I didn't get paid. If you're just getting into YouTube and you don't get paid for something, just don't do it, right? It's just not worth doing. Unless it's really good. But not Ollie Mers should not come above that level. And he came, and yeah, it was just very... just into himself a bit.
Yeah.
But I didn't really get like the... the levels of wrong in that Pringles can gave off. I'll be honest, he wasn't really on my radar, but he was a little bit self-indulgent. Apart from that, worst collab. No, I think, yeah, I'm going to have to nail that one in.
What about Mr. Beast? What was he like?
In which one? I fucking knew you'd give us that. I've met him in person before. Yeah. What do you mean on my channel?
Yeah, when you were doing the circle one.
He was great crack. It was funny. He's just all about YouTube. Like it's just like as soon as I met him, I think he showed us his real time within the first minute or so. And like he just dropped a video and it was going mad. I just think that's just how he's wired. Yeah. It's quite interesting to see how they did shit. But I suppose to be honest, I got in that circle and fucked off. I didn't really want to stay in there for that long. I thought, fuck it, I'll take a bit of screen time and you know, in a holiday and leave Calyx to it.
How many like members of crew did he have?
Quite a few. There was it's funny because they've all kind of got a job and they're also on camera. I think they had about five or six at that time.
That's mad how much he makes. But you know what? Fair play to him. Now, speaking of Sweet Reddy's, Dosh, Wonga, what's the worst brand deal you've done over the years?
I've got to think of one that there's no chance of coming back, right? Worst... I don't want to say Bongo because they held us over in hard times, right? They did us pretty good, Bongo. They touched us when they worked with us when no one else would work with us.
True, but they only worked with me once, and then I just continued to say the name. Yeah,
you just took the piss out of them for time and time on end.
The worst one that we've done in recent times would be it was on the second channel. And we did Azar.
Oh God, Azar was tapped. Go on. What was it like for you?
So we went on it, and the app was fine. It was just the people on the app.
Because when it's a brand deal, you're like, you can't, you know, like you think, oh, like my channel, I kind of control of what's too risky and what's, you know, what is safe to put up. But obviously with a brand deal, it's a lot stricter. And you go on Azar, and it's just full of 16-year-old smoke and weed and going like, it's to you, and like just proper fucking wrong-uns. Yeah, that Azar is a weird place. It's just like, you can never hold them long enough to get any crack out of them. But
no, I think we got a few threats. Yeah. Now you've recently mentioned that you're going to be moving in with your girlfriend Mia.
Oh yeah.
Well done, big step.
Thank you.
Ryan is also moving in with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Is it?
Congratulations.
Is it just you and Mia?
It's just me and Mia. Yeah. Wow. So I think. Well, we did a spell like living together over the first lockdown and I lost my mind. She's lovely, right? It's just, I need my own space. Like, I honestly just need to zone out and just do my stupid video stuff. If I don't, I lose my mind. Like, I cannot, anyway.
Yeah.
So that I'm worried about, but apart from that, looking forward.
Yeah, lockdown was intense for everyone.
It's not just you're locked in the house with them. You can't leave.
Yeah,
true.
Have you found a place for you to move it, or is it just
no,
that flat?
No, we haven't. And I kind of need to approach the subject with Mia because basically we need to find a place that has a good filming background. That's the main, that's the main, you know, point we need. And I haven't really approached that with Mia yet, that if there's a lovely bedroom, it won't be the bedroom, it'll be the Willany spot.
Oh, I think she might have second thoughts if she sees this. Is the weed duvet set going to make their move?
That, honestly, that was out the door as soon as Max and Ryan were. That was...
Wow.
Do you know what funny thing is? The only thing I've still got left is the fucking Jimmy Savile costume.
You just never know when you're going to need it.
I had a clip posted, to go, like, ready to go on the Clips channel. I was looking at it and I was like, I wonder what Jay-Z would think if they saw this. I thought,
They might be on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the J stands for Jimmy.
Yeah. And D stands for dead.
Jimmy's dead.
Woohoo!
There's also a thing that I remember in your room. I think it was above your computer. You had a sort of like targets and list of things you wanted to do.
I didn't hit any of them, you know, but I still ticked it off. I hit 1 million subscribers, but the rest of it was like, go gym, chest and triceps on a Thursday. You know, fucking shite do that. But I was like, well, I did like a lot of it. I got that one downstairs still. That's been a while.
Okay, so you don't have one now. If you did, what would be on it? What's the aims?
Good question.
That's my 10th question, and that's the good one. Fuck.
I just care about being a bit happier now. I think after lockdown, I just want to see me fucking mates and upload Wow. Upload regularly. I'm not as, I think I was really obsessed back then of, oh, grow on YouTube or whatever. Now I just want to like enjoy it and make good stuff and also see people enjoy me life. Wow. Whilst I fucking do it, really.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. More pints. It would, to be honest, more pints would be on the agenda. Get out the fucking house more.
21st of June, what are you doing?
I don't know if I'm planning that bigger one because it's England-Croatia the next day.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be written off for that, really. What about you? What's on the agenda?
Don't really care about England, so be out raving.
Brian, Max, what are you saying?
Fucking hate football anyway.
I mean, no, I'll go and watch the football. I'll go and watch the football.
None of us are really the type of people that plan that far ahead, are we?
No.
No.
June 20, that's the fucking well away.
If I want a drink, I'll drink. You know, I don't need a special place to go into.
I think I'm going to go for cocktails, though, because I can't do clubs.
Yeah. What's your go-to?
An espresso martini.
That's far more straight than I was expecting. far more.
Another mojito. Mojito's my go-to.
Yeah, that's the right answer, you know. That is the correct answer. What about you, Max? Just everything going.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Lambrini.
Yeah.
I love that cocktail, Lambrini.
Frosty Jacks.
What's a drink that when you have it, it's, or the smell of it is just sick in the back of your throat? What are we talking then?
I used to, because I'm really solid, Stephen. I used to be able to, like, Jägermeister, just be able to, like, sip it straight. And that was quite a, I wasn't that hard. I couldn't just keep necking it. I could manage it, right? And then I think I got a little bit, you know, when you kind of have, like, one night on a drink and it writes it off for you forever. That one, as soon as you open Jäger, you feel it, like, down there, don't you?
Mine's white rum. What about you two?
Sambuca.
Oh, brutal.
Licorice, that one.
Yeah.
That's horrible anyway.
Yeah. Well, I used to like it because it was quite, like, compared to vodka, had quite a bit of flavour to it. I thought it was quite nice.
Yeah. Bit of something about it.
Oh, no. Can't even think about it. Can't even talk about it.
Fair enough. What are you, Max?
I guess Tiki Fire, but I can still drink it.
Tiki Fire, what's that?
Nearly 80% rum. Yes.
80%?
Yes, big boy stuff.
Fucking hell.
But it's like, it makes me shiver, but it's because it's so strong.
Strong. 80%? You're just numb to it, aren't you? You're just numb to it.
That's a Paul Gascoigne drink.
That is. Yeah.
To be fair, it's been a year, so I could probably, if I have it now, I'll probably get knocked out.
Now, Will, you've been in a couple of YouTube groups.
Yeah, commitment issues, mate. I can't string them together longer than a year and a bit.
So let's imagine you're creating a new YouTube group, okay?
Right.
Something happens with the E-Boys. So you can pick any four people.
Right.
Don't know why I'm doing this around the room.
Please don't pick me.
You can pick any four people to make a new super group, but you can't have been in a group with them before.
Is that just saving your feelings for when I didn't pick? What I've learned from E-Boys, right, is it would be really helpful to have like a Zerke. Where the content's fine, but the actual managing the organisation, that's a shit no fun job. So if you've got someone you could just go, oi, you sort that. Yeah. That would be good. I don't. Would there be anyone better at organising than him?
Adam Bolt would.
Oh, you know what? Smashed him out the park. You know he does the stuff.
Yeah.
But no.
I can give you some time because we've got Max's and Ryan's supergroup here.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah, you would use mine. Give us some good options here.
So I've decided to call my group Bad Boys.
Nice.
So
the Bag Boys.
Bad.
Bag
boys. Oh, that's a really interesting concept. Well up for every video.
So it'd be me, obviously.
Yeah.
Classic bad boy. Will Smith.
Yeah.
He's a YouTuber at the moment.
Of sorts, yeah.
And John Jero Velasquez, who's a true bad boy. He's Pablo Escobar's ex-hitman.
And he's on YouTube.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
Bollocks.
Yeah, well, he was until he died, but... Supergroup. This is classic bad boy stuff. And Maxo, which would be me and Max Fosh.
Right.
James
yeah.
Maxo.
Okay.
Ryan, Stephen, what are you saying? I'm needing ideas here, apart from the obvious ones.
I mean,
ones.
I'm not sure if I've planned this question properly, but I've always thought that when I've watched, like, yourselves... On Chris's videos, like the challenges, I think if you three and Harry were to form a little band. I think that would be quite fun. I didn't realise we could put ourselves in this, and I would be there as well.
Yes.
Right. And who are we getting rid of for you, Ryan? And why is it Chris?
We'll just get rid of Chris.
Wow.
Yeah, Ryan, sorry, I'm going to cop out too. I'm going to nab. I do enjoy the videos we do with Chris, and it's quite nice. It would be nice to do them, and because they take fucking ages, to be able to do them and then get something out of it myself would be lovely.
Yeah.
You know, because to be able to get that and be like, you know, this 3-hour shoot that I'm doing, and actually, so that would be good. But you're not allowed in it, are you?
I'm not allowed in it, no.
No, so I would take Mark Goldbridge.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, be good.
Yeah. All us nasally white men look the same to you, don't we?
That's the one, yeah.
Oh yeah, you've got that last 30 seconds on Chris's video. Are you going to cash that in?
Oh yeah! Well, to be honest, I've got a plan for it, but it's something I'm doing in like maybe middle of the year that I'm just going to make him shill. But to be honest, is your PS5 arrived yet?
No, I just got the money and then...
Did you spend it on a PS5?
I gave Max the money for it. Because I promised him it.
Fucking dweeb. He didn't want your own PS5?
No, because if I did it, I'd just be gaming all the time. And then, you know me. That's what I started off as a gamer. Did you? You the same?
You?
Yeah.
You didn't start off as a gamer.
Yeah. I had a...
Bollocks. Do you know how to work in Elgato?
I had a channel called Fernando Lawson.
You've never told me this.
Yeah, because you would have found it and then just...
Well, who says I can't now? Fernando Lawson, what did you play?
FIFA, just all FIFA.
I used to record myself doing like 360 no-scopes on Call of Duty 4.
Love it.
Is that on YouTube?
Not anymore.
Oh.
You can find my Black Ops stuff on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
Just lock 246.
Link in the description, just above you, Will. Yeah. Not that anyone's going to be
That's fine. That's
unaware of who you are.
Yeah, we've done enough shit together to know that it's probably the same audience now.
Any plans for the rest of the year? Are you going away? Booked a holiday?
Oh, I told Mia for Christmas I'd take her to the Maldives, so we'll just be saving. I know. Well, I like it.
Saving?
It's a lot more than I thought it would be, so I think instead of actually doing a lot of trips, maybe just keep for that one. And what about you? Where are you going?
Nowhere. I promise. Bollocks. Zoe, nothing.
Where are you taking Zoe?
Just on daily walks. You know,
right?
She's not a dog.
She's not a Labrador.
Oh, Joe's bugged up.
Can I ask you a question? I found it on Reddit today, and it's really sure. Oh, it's actually TikTok, right? So, boys, you are right. You're an inch and a half deep in your mum, and your dad's an inch and a half deep in you, right? To get out of it, do you move forwards or do you move backwards?
This is the worst question I've ever been asked.
Yeah,
it's not that hard for me. I'm moving back. I'm moving back all day.
Just recoiling.
Well, the problem is I don't want to be the offender in this.
The perpetrator. Yeah.
I don't want to go, oh, sorry, Mum, Dad's right behind me.
Be even more awkward for you because your parents are divorced.
Yeah. I mean, this is what pushed them over the edge. I'm going to have to break up after this one. That's two kids we've traumatised.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, are you backing up as well?
Yeah, I think for the same reasons. You kind of don't want to be the offender, do you? You just want to get out of that, and whatever happens, I'll take it.
What I do is I play it off as an accident. What are you doing there, Dad? then it just makes him look like he's in the wrong.
Max Ryan?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was torn for a bit, but I don't know. I think backing up.
What if you got a fright when you move back and then move forward suddenly?
Whatever happens. I can't believe I just...
Fuck me! And can I bring you a staple of the E-Boys podcast to the Stephen Tries one?
Yeah.
And ask you if you had to fuck a non-human Harry Potter character, which one would it be and why?
Probably a Boggart.
Oh, is that the scary one?
Yeah, and I fear loneliness, so I'm safe.
That's beautiful. I think I went for a mermaid.
Oh, yeah,
that's a good one.
No, you can't have that, Ryan. That's what one's been taken.
Yeah, they're taken by me, mate.
We've got Buckbeak. We've got Aragog. Probably don't want Aragog. We've got Fluffy, the three-headed dog.
What? Where's Dobby in this?
He'd be like a fleshlight, really, Dobby.
Gobby
you
Dobby.
Can keep Gobby Dobby.
Gobby Dobby.
What about one of the paintings?
How do you fuck a painting?
Cut a hole in it.
Bona Lisa.
I'll work
yeah.
it out. Work
that
it out
Dawn French out. One. You know what? That's a really creative answer.
Yeah.
I quite like that one if you just cut it. Yeah, I think that's a really solid answer. That's a good cop out.
Any questions that you two want to ask Will?
What's your favourite meal deal?
Fuck off. That's mental. Sun bites. Do you know what? Actually, I like southern fried chicken wrap, sun bites. And I, do you know what? I don't drink like fizzy pop anymore. I'm off that. I like me.
Will, I'm going to have to interrupt you right there. The cameras have gone down.
Oh, fuck. No, not on that important bit.
This is such great content. Come
you
on.
You talk about sparkling water then, Will.
Yeah, I quite like sparkly water.
Anyway, thank you very much for our guest, Will N.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us on. Good night, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you, Will. Stay safe.
You too.
Look after your lunchbox. That's what I always say. And ciao.
Ciao.
Right now, we're going to head over to IMAX.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
A little bit of a change this week.
Ooh. Oh, it's going to be good.
On IMAX.
He loves that.
So, if you know me, you know I love all sorts of screens. Some big, some small.
Fuck.
So I decided to go to the small screen.
Yeah.
AKA television. And just do some television stuff.
Wow, okay.
Well, we were. Here I am at the set of the Peaky Blinders for my first ever scene on the small screen. Between filming this and picking my dog up from Joe's doggy grooming service, I'm having a grand day. Oh, hello, Cillian Murphy, star of The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises.
I'm sorry, who did you say you were?
Get fucked, lol. It's me, the host of IMAX. Anyway, I'm here for a scene. Where's my character from again?
He's from Birmingham.
Cool, blimey, that's fucking mint, lad. Ha, still got it. Oh shit, here comes the director. Alright, our kid Tommy. Say, you wouldn't have any money, would you?
No, not much.
Shame. I wants to get it on, but the condom machine is asking for a few bob.
Are you a whore?
I guess so. I asked Billy if he wants some, but he ain't taking up the offer. Not for love nor money, which I know is bad business on my side, but... Oh, for fuck's sake, our scene was going
Dave's
great.
Adventures.
What's up?
He's
wait, what's
about
that?
To go and have some fun.
What the
Ventures.
Fuck is that?
Dave's
can you hear
Adventures.
That, Mr. Murphy, sir?
He's about to tell everyone.
Oh, God, it's Dave. What the hell is he doing here?
He's got an amazing energy. It's kind of infectious.
And? This was meant to be my moment. I was meant to have my glorious shining moment on the small screen and show the world... Oh, God. Dave's punched the security guard. Did you see that, Mr. Murphy, sir?
It was wonderful fun.
Oh, you weird fuck. Oh, that reminds me. I need to go to Joe's to pick up my dog. Oh, wow. He shot the guard now. Classic Dave. Oh, no. He's aiming at me. Help me, Cillian. He wants to destroy my segment. The only true threat to his own.
Well, that's it. He's dead. I mean, how is he going to get out of this? He's clearly dead.
Find out next week on the IMAX experience. Wow, what a cliffhanger. Never before seen on the Stephen Tries podcast.
That was so dramatic. I can't believe you didn't tell us about that last week.
I really don't want that to be a part two.
I had nothing to talk about last week.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's really impressive for a number of reasons. Birmingham accent. Mm. Got Dave involved and his stuff. Yeah. I'm struggling for reasons. It was good.
You kind of had the callback of the because you
yeah
you use gunshots now instead of Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah,
sure.
Like kind of it's
yeah.
IMAX has always got a thing that it kind of like repeats too much.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
There's that
yeah.
now. So it's
yeah.
I didn't enjoy it, but that's...
It wasn't made for you.
No, it's not. I don't think I'm the audience.
No.
You know,
I enjoyed it.
Exactly. There we go.
There we go. Thank you, Ryan.
That's not going to make him feel better.
Yeah.
Well done, Max. That's all I'm saying.
Cheers.
Said enough. Said enough. Ryan.
Yeah.
Do you ever get upset?
I guess so.
Well, it's time for Ryan Raves.
Ah!
It's Ryan Raves. Ooh. Ryan Raves. He hates Men that live in caves.
That's true.
Are we ready?
Yeah, man.
Cling film. What's that about? I hate it. So when I use cling film,
yeah, man,
I can't use the box that comes with it. I have to take it out and yeah. do it that way, and then I can slowly rip it apart.
Mm. Why?
Because I can't do it in the box.
Scissors?
I just cannot do it. I could use scissors.
Do you know when you pull it, does it just stretch and then? Then yeah, it bounces like, back and it's shorter.
I always break the box and, you just gotta and I go cut myself on the box. I've done that before.
Sounds like you hate the box more than you hate cling film.
No, I hate cling film. I don't like the smell either.
Why do you use it?
Don't sniff cling film.
All right.
Don't use it.
Don't use it.
I very rarely use it.
Okay.
So you do use it though?
It's no kitchen
very rarely.
Foil.
But yeah.
Very rarely.
Yeah, I don't like cling film. I'm with you there.
Just not on board with it.
It's too easy to move. And,
I think from school as well, I used to have my mum used to wrap my school sandwiches in cling film.
Yeah.
And then they had like this plasticky smell.
It can't be recycled, can it? So, you know, let's move. No. Let's use this and try and move towards a world. Yeah.
The less people that use cling film, the better.
Use tin foil.
Wow.
Is tin foil recyclable?
Yeah, can't use it in the microwave though, mate.
No, no.
Can you use cling film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
That's the only time I use it.
You use the microwave a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, and you cover a bowl.
I suppose so. Yeah, cover a bowl. Next thing. Listening to music with one headphone in.
Yeah, I can agree with that, yeah.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like it.
Put the other one in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Tom. Put the other one in, dickhead.
Well, what? He's talking to you.
Oh, well, I don't do it.
Well, do you know, I've had this when I've had wired headphones.
Right.
And, like, a part of the wire inside will break. Yeah. So you'd only get one ear that'd work.
Yeah.
So I do know where you're coming from.
I think, like, just when I used to do it, it was just, like, throw me off balance and I used to not...
Yeah.
Couldn't really concentrate.
You're getting attacked from one
so
side.
So if I'm talking to someone and they've got one headphone in, all I can think about is what they're listening to.
Yeah. Sometimes... With AirPods, if you put one in and then you put the other one in, only one will work.
Yeah,
and then that really annoys me. God. So with you on both of these, Ryan. Yeah. I'm enjoying this.
And my final one is smelly train station toilets.
Yeah.
Just smelly toilets
in
general.
They need to be more hygienic, especially Piccadilly. Well, okay. Actually, most train
they're
stations.
They're not that bad in Piccadilly, not compared to they used to be a lot worse.
Victoria. I think it's just they're quite huge.
Humid?
I was going to say humorous.
Yeah. It can be.
Depends
on your knob.
You live about a minute away from them toilets.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you not go to the toilet in your flat? Is that your new path?
Piccadilly toilets. I go to Piccadilly Station.
That could only be better if he was paying 20p every time.
But no, I just hate the smells. And you know, if you need to have a poo and you've got to sit down on the cold seat and it's just...
You want a warm seat,
on the floors.
Yeah.
Do you put like a layer of paper on the toilet seat if you have to sit down?
No, I don't.
No, I don't know either. Some people do.
That's not a bad shout though. That's Ryan's raves.
Two great segments in a row. I'm on a fucking roll here today,
we
boys.
Are flying through it today.
Tom Looney.
Hey.
Oh, really?
Looney.
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 So on the theme, videos that change the world. Yeah. Do a bit of research, looking at like you know YouTube and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
Because
I don't really watch a lot of YouTube.
No.
So education for me. Okay, Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Pretty much a turning point for YouTube because it broke the views algorithm.
Oh, because it went to 1 billion.
It went so high. It went higher than they kind of anticipated that it would go.
Wow.
And so it kind of changed YouTube from being a platform that just you know. No one really respected, there wasn't much happening. So I guess there was a lot of people that would have been on it beforehand.
Yeah.
Didn't really know what YouTube was. It was just something you're doing for fun. And then obviously it blew up and, there we have it. So beautiful. Gangnam Style, that was a video that changed the world. ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
It was great fun, yeah.
It was. So a lot of these things have gone around, you know, kind of the no makeup selfie and different things.
Of course,
but
yeah.
With the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, actually did help cure a disease. So
it was cured.
Well, not well. It's an incurable disease. Oh. So the only thing, so basically, it helps.
It's done as much help as it can do.
It stops the symptoms. It holds off the symptoms. So the money
you're
that was
welcome.
Raised, you know, there you go. So we get a couple more of these.
Coney 2012.
Yes, lad. Now
that
we're
was
talking.
Pretty mad. Like, and it's a 30-minute video for a 30-minute video to kind of go viral, which is quite unusual.
Yeah, that was weird.
Apparently, there's reports that he's dead. Died of coronavirus. Apparently,
Coney. Coney virus.
Unconfirmed though. You know, there's still a $5 million bounty on his head.
Oh.
God. Idea for a second channel video.
Great new segment.
It's a lot of coke in it. Bounty. Bounty, yeah. Ryan, yeah, coconut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My favourite. Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, I love Bounty.
What?
Yeah.
Massive fan.
Yeah?
My
really?
Favourite, yeah, yeah. I'll always get a Bounty.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Coconuts.
Coconut's my favourite.
It's the guy who eats cold beans out of a tin.
Yeah. Oh, big fan.
Orders a pizza, waits for it to go cold so we can enjoy it.
No, I mean, no. I will eat some of it. We'll eat some of it.
Through, you know.
But I do like
resentment.
Yeah. Oh, I think fine. It tastes better cold. It tastes better cold.
Yeah, there you go. Just
beans. The texture's better cold.
Did you ever call up a pizza place and say, "Did anyone miss a delivery?" And then you could get a cold pizza that way.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I never thought about that.
It's time to think about it.
Do it now.
Game changer.
Well, I guess that's kind of a nice. I mean. I could
go anymore.
I could finish on the Arab Spring, but
what's the Arab Spring?
So obviously,
Eastern Olympics
was all the riots in the Middle East that overthrew all the governments because so in these dictatorships, like the news, you would have had to get permission from the state, and obviously it was all outlawed. So it kind of all communicated and all got reported through abroad through just people filming videos. But anyway, four regimes got overthrown and it led to some reform.
Well done.
Cons, ISIS.
Oh, you let us clap.
Sorry.
You let us clap. Sorry. It's going to be a tight shot on Ryan for that.
Just slow zoom. Yeah.
I feel bad now.
Thank you, Tom Looney.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Wasn't for me. I didn't really enjoy it, but you know. Hey.
Stand time for Bitters of the Max.
Hey.
Girl trouble. Oh, my girl is not hot at all. Does nothing for my meat, if you know what I'm saying. There's no fuel, no energy, no spark anymore, you dig? I can't even take my girl out anymore because she's filthy. Anyway, last time I did, my neighbour came over and used my girl right in front of me, shoved all his meat in there. What should I say to make this stop?
The problem seems pretty obvious to me.
Yeah.
You've confused the word girl with grill.
Oh, yeah, of course. It makes sense now. If you change girl to grill, it's a completely harmless...
Oh, yeah.
For a second, I thought that I'd been tricked.
I think we all have.
No, well, yeah, it is a typo, isn't it?
But
yeah.
It's not a mistake after one, you know? It's
yeah.
Oh, some kooky character out there. Let's assume that maybe they have meant girl.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a tricky situation.
It is.
Yeah, it's
you know,
it's not a good one to be.
She's filthy. Mm. No filthy. Spark there.
Nope. No.
And the neighbours put the meat in her.
Yeah.
They're three crosses for me.
I mean, what could that mean?
I mean, it's
fucked.
Yeah. But he wants to. He still wants to salvage this.
Yeah.
That shows, despite you know the opening gambit, which was something to do with her looks, I believe. Dirty. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
The love is still there.
Mm. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
I don't really know what advice to give.
When all said and done, you know, don't
fuck your neighbour.
Yeah, don't fuck your neighbour.
Unless it's like, you know, consensual.
Yeah,
everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
Well, if it's an affair, though, Max.
Yeah.
Sure.
You don't want to get the neighbour involved.
Are you
fine? Exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean by consent. You know, all parties.
Yeah, I thought so.
You alright?
Sound like Joe was fine. So
just shag the neighbour.
Yeah.
Don't shag thy neighbour.
Yeah.
Love thy neighbour, but don't make love with thy neighbour.
Yeah.
Mm. Beautiful.
Hey Joe, it's now time for the final question.
It's the final
question. If you could have recorded one moment in life to watch forever and ever, what would it have been?
Oh God.
My own life.
Yeah, something you've seen, witnessed with your eyes, and you wish you'd filmed it.
Ooh.
To then just replay anytime you need it.
It's hard to pick one moment, but there's a particular moment that comes to mind fairly recently, well, about a year ago. Aaron and I went to go and see 1917 in the cinema.
Cheers for the invite.
So you just you can just get it on DVD, mate.
And basically, towards the end of the film, there was like this sad moment going on.
Yeah.
And this woman got up and was walking across like the screen.
That's bad taste, isn't it? Yeah.
And she just completely stacked it. And everyone in the cinema just sort of went silent. Well, they were quiet anyway. But like, you're looking around, looking around, people were like, you know, noticing it. And then instead of getting up, she just crawled.
Oh.
Like the rest of the way. And as soon as she was gone, everyone was laughing.
That could have been part of the film, though.
Such a great moment. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think that was one of the female soldiers.
Maybe.
Is it a comedy film?
No.
Maybe something could have happened in the film that made them laugh?
Yeah.
No. No.
So no, that's sort of horrible. That's horrible.
Because you probably weren't focusing because you were too busy watching the woman crawl.
Yeah,
this is weirdo. True. But
yeah, weird.
Everyone was watching her.
Did what if her hip sort of came out? She popped the hip out.
Did anyone chat to see if she was okay?
No.
They didn't.
No,
probably
no.
Couldn't hear
her. Oh no, we did see her at the end. We did see her at the end when everyone was leaving.
Right.
I don't think
she was being cut off.
Come back in
into a hearse.
It's very quick. It was like that was planned.
What an incredible turnaround.
She's still breathing.
So I'd love to relive that moment.
And I'm yeah,
sure everyone.
In many ways, you have.
Yeah.
In your mind's eye.
What about you two?
Oh, I remember the time I was stood on the touchline at Wembley. nearly came out in the Wembley Cup.
I wouldn't mind seeing that again.
I wouldn't relive that at all.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. It was horrendous.
Maybe a moment when I'm drunk, so then I can actually relive it with you know, sober eyes. Maybe a closing act of a festival when there's all the fireworks and stuff. That'd be good to relive. Although there are videos of those things.
Yeah.
Fuck. Probably my mate getting hit on the head with a ball in secondary school. That was really good fun.
Nice. Yeah.
Or there must be terrible drama performances throughout the years. Yeah, something like that.
It wouldn't be my first choice, but I'd love to sit and watch one of them early classes, Richard's classes. Just like, before we knew each other. Like from the first couple of weeks, just prancing around a fucking room, shouting biscuits, you know.
Yeah,
there's a few of the stand up videos from when we did it very early on, first year.
Yeah,
there's a couple. They're fun to watch. Right, Max, did you have your moment?
No, probably just having a good time with friends, or when I was speeding down that hill and crashed at the bottom.
Can you see that in your mind now?
Sort of. But I'd like to see how close I was to death, just so I can look back on it. And times that I'm like, oh, I'm feeling really low, I can look back on that and say, well, it could be worse, could be dead.
Love it. It was just like going down a driveway and there's a stationary car. Yeah.
Or maybe the moment you were crowned prom king.
Yeah.
Don't you go back to the prom every year?
Get older, baby.
Looking for royalty over here. Come join the winner's corner, guys.
Yeah, the kids of that year have to take the crown from me, and nobody's beaten me since.
Oh, imagine that. No, a dance at the prom king, and you just step in. I'll take this dance.
Do you know it's customary that
your prom suit's now up to them.
Yeah.
The place is so tight. His arms are just down.
God. Look at the peasants laughing at the king. Embarrassing, really.
I'm doing the scarecrow, guys.
He has to go sideways through a door.
Try to have a drink, it just has to touch. Yeah.
Someone next to him starts a Mexican wave.
People just hanging the coats on his arm. Still the prom king, baby.
Yeah.
Still undefeated. Bow to me.
I'd love to get all that on camera. Yeah, so if someone could make that happen.
Good times.
Well, there we have it. That was the YouTube podcast. Yeah, we had some laughs.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See BBs. Max Smith.
See you later, guys.
Hey.
Thank you.
Matt Smith, yes.
And Tom Looney.
Looney.
Stop saying bye when it's Tom.
Sorry.
You're waving at the camera when it's Tom's turn.
I was waving at Tom.
Comes across as desperate, mate.
Sorry.
I'm not going to be on this again for a few weeks. I'll fucking talk over everyone.
Not cool, mate.
This is your moment as well.
Just behave for this bit. And Joe McGrath. There he is.
And Tom, in case you missed that.
Yeah.
You know, my mum watches this.
Yeah, stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.
Adios.
And thank you to Will. I forgot to do that. Oh, fuck. Yeah.